Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Excuse my rudeness. Did someone do a bum burp in here, or what's that smell?
A bum burp? No. Ew. Oh, that's disgusting.
What's the smell?
It's Una just walked in.
Don't you do a Cooper on it now. I cooked my eggs.
Would you not give me a warning or ask for permission?
And do you know what I did? I left my coffee. I knew I was missing something. I was like, what do I not have right now? I left my coffee in my car. Ugh.
You have to go down the stairs.
Yeah, I'll have to actually go down the stairs. I know. Yeah, you're right, Donald.
We'll give her a piggyback turn. Anyway, survey says, what's going on, Skelly?
Today we're asking, 29% of people admit they've done this while making food. What is it?
087-1102-107 to get your voice notes or text in. Is it coughed on it and then ate?
Or like shared it with other people. If you're kind of eating it yourself, you're like, oh, yeah, whatever. Mm. But if you feeding the family or feeding the housemates, you're like, oh no, it's not the answer like you're thinking though. Just like, oh, it won't matter, it'll cook out.
Is it absolutely cremated it because you just want to make sure, you just need to be sure that the chicken is cooked, so you cook it for an extra 20 minutes over what it needs to be cooked in the pan, just to make sure that it's cooked, that it's
you're
cooked.
Peeling it off the pan then to get it out.
It's crunchy, you know.
Break a tooth on it and stuff, yeah.
No.
No, it's not the answer, but again...
I don't believe you.
I like you thinking.
I just have a ping.
For overcooking?
I just need to know that the chicken is cooked.
Yeah.
So you've got burnt chicken and you don't like flavour in the form of
herbs. It's not
and
burnt
stuff
chicken, it's crispy. It's not burnt, it's just crispy.
Yeah, but it's all dry then, disgusting. No.
It's chicken thigh I cook with, you see, because it's... It's juicier. Also, you can get it chopped up at one of the shops and it's already chopped for you, so I don't have to touch the chicken, because I also have a thing with touching chicken.
Really?
Oh yeah, I don't like it.
I don't mind it at all. Scally, is it cutting their finger while peeling the vegetables, or cutting the vegetables up?
That's a very good shout. I did that recently. No, it is not the
okay.
answer. No.
087-1102-107. Get your text or voice note in right now. Give it to us one more time, Skelly.
29% of people admit they've done this while making food. What is it?
Get in touch. Skelly, go on ahead.
29% of people admit they've done this while making food. We're asking today, what is it?
087-1102-107. Lynn.
What? 29% of people burn something and set off the fire alarm. Or maybe taste something with a spoon and then put the spoon back in the food.
Ooh, Fiona thought the exact same thing as double dipping as well, yeah.
Everyone does that. Don't care what you say. If you're cooking something saucy, like, I don't know, spag bol, you're going to be tasting it and putting the spoon back in.
I just gamble. I just put it out on the plate, and if it's nice, it's nice. If it's not, so what? I'll eat it anyway, yeah, I'll eat it anyway.
But do you not like it, just a little, enjoy it? It's like, you know, that's your treat.
No, but I make it the exact together. Same way every single time, so it doesn't really make a
do
difference.
Do you make your own sauce?
I do.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, the spaghetti bolognese, all I put in is, oh no, do I make my own sauce? I put in a can of chopped tomato, or,
yeah. Yeah, tomatoes.
You know,
those tomatoes. Yeah.
And then a bit of passata, is that?
Yeah, that's making your own sauce.
Yeah, that's making your own sauce.
You're not buying a jar and just sticking it in.
Yeah. Do you put a bit of stock in it first?
No.
Oh, I do. And it makes such a difference. I'm telling you, loads of garlic as well. And then at the end, some cream. Unbelievable, Jeff.
Cream in a spaghetti bolognese?
Oh, it's a creamy spag bol. Oh, it is divine.
Who else is in touch?
Would it not be 29% of people accidentally drop something on the floor and then just put it back in the pan and don't say anything? Because I've done that before.
That's really good from Georgina.
That is a very good guess, but no, it is not the answer, Georgina, no.
087-1102-107. Get your final guesses in right now on WhatsApp. Scally?
29% of people admit they've done this while making food. What is it they've done?
Let us know. One last time for the people at the back.
29% of people admit they've done this while making food. What is it?
Amy.
Is it when they're cooking something and you use, you know, the utensils, but you don't like put them in the dishwasher? You just give them like a little wipe down and stick them back in the drawer. That's what I'm thinking, but I'm not sure. Thanks, guys.
Amy, are you guilty of this?
Oh, that's not.
She's doing her bit for the environment, Mickey.
I know, but they're not fully clean then. They go all rank.
They don't go all rank.
Chicken round and everything else, and you're just sticking it back in the.
Well, she's not sticking it back in. She's giving it a wipe under that. She's putting the water on it.
Or I don't think she is.
No, she's just giving it a wipe.
I'm just giving it a wipe. It's great.
I think she's just getting a bit of kitchen roll and just giving it a whoosh, into the drawer again.
This is why you're always ill, Una.
I'm not always ill. Stop. Jeez, stop trying to manifest illness on me or wish illness on me. I'm not always ill. When was the last time I was off sick, have you know?
I don't mean off sick. I mean just saying, oh, I have this, I have that now.
I am. Okay, universe, if you're listening, don't listen to Scally. I am healthy, happy, abundant, open to money, all that jazz.
Here's a question for you. When you use an air fryer, do you use an air fryer, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you wash it every time?
No. Not every time, no. But you have to because it does get scummy.
That is crazy.
You know what's handy? Get them the little silicon things and put them in it.
Oh yeah,
and
that
then
is
you
very
just
handy.
Wash
actually.
Them then.
That yeah,
don't
yeah,
have to
yeah.
Mess about with the whole thing.
Scally, what else have we got? 29% of people admit that they've done this while making food. Is it eating some cheese from the packet?
Oh, just as you put a bit on the food, but have a bit yourself.
Yeah,
that is a very good guess. No, it is not.
That was
the
in from Abby.
Answer.
Okay.
Fair play. Do you want the answer?
Yeah, go on.
Get
go
it
on.
Today. 29% of people, Una, this could be you, maybe. 29% of people admit they've eaten so much while cooking that they weren't hungry when it was done and didn't bother eating it.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I get
that little snacky here, snacky there.
Barely any left when
one
it's ready.
One for me, one for the dog. You want, yeah.
Lovely. Scally, thank you very much for services. Let me
lift you with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Ooh, I prefer that new theme song, you know. Really nice. We're playing Rhyme It this morning and we're going to Louth to play against Sonia. Sonia, are you there?
I am. Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Very good. Tell us about your weekend. What did you get up to?
Myself and my friend went to Puddin' Hill with the children. They absolutely loved it.
What? What goes on in Puddin' Hill?
It's basically like a soft play area and then just like a mini farm. And then there's like a green and loads of little walkways and it's so secure, like, so the parents can chill.
Oh.
Sounds lovely. What kind of animals? Were there bunny rabbits or...?
Yeah, so there was two baby cows, there was sheep, there was a goat, there was birds and there was bunny rabbits.
And did you get to hold any of the bunny rabbits?
No, I was too afraid.
Oh, so fair. Do you know what? There was a time I went on the school tour. I was probably about second class, 8 or 9 years old. And they got me to hold one of these rabbits. And one of them peed in my hand. And I've had a phobia of it since.
Trauma is... No.
Sonia.
The rabbit peed on you.
Oh, honestly. The smell of pee all the way home on the bus. Nobody would sit beside me.
That's so funny.
Sonia, are you ready to play a game of Rhyme It this morning?
I am, yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay, so Sonia, the game works like this. We give you a word and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. So if I gave you the word cat, I might say, you know, something you put on your head. Hat. And so on. And so on. Yeah, exactly. Okay, here we go. So your word today, Sonia, is hip. H-I-P.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start the 30-second timer. Ready, steady, go.
I whip this up on my jacket if I get cold.
Zip.
When I don't want to listen to a song, I click what?
Pass.
When a man doesn't want any more children, he gets the what?
Zip.
A thin, crisp piece of potato that's cooked.
Chip.
My package is coming to Ireland on the water by what?
Chip.
I'm really tired, so I need to go and get some what?
Sleep.
If I take my clothes off seductively, I what?
Strip.
The time was up anyway, but yeah, that's the correct answer. Yeah.
Done. Not a bad try. Not a bad try. We've got five in the end.
Yeah, sleep was Kip. You got it.
Yeah, you got Kip in the end, Sonia.
That's
good. Yeah, that's a solid start for a Monday morning, Sonia.
Yeah, now I feel very educated.
Tell everyone that Cooper or that Micheál and Una said that you were very smart today.
I will, yeah.
Do, I'm make sure. Sonia, thanks so much for playing.
No problem at all, thank you.
We'll chat to you soon. Bye. Good luck. I love Rhymet so much. They were difficult this morning.
Don't shoot the messenger. I don't ask the questions. I don't write the questions.
You know the one about when you take off your clothes seductively?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what? Zip off?
That's Dodal's head is in the gutter. You know what I mean?
Says you.
Yeah. Are you
on my TV? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Get it off your chest, baby. What have we got? Who's been in touch?
Okay, this is from Lucy. She says, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm sick of my flatmate criticizing my dinners. Each of us takes a turn to cook on weeknights. I don't like spicy food, so I tend to just cook regular dinners like, you know, spag balls, sweet and sour chicken or a creamy pasta dish. He always makes comments about how my food is vanilla and beige, yet he still gobbles it all up. When it's his turn, he makes super hot curries or chili and I can't really eat it. I've told him I don't like hot food, but he says he will broaden my palate. I mean, the cheek of him. I always end up making a sandwich when it's his night to cook. I feel like I should stop putting money into the house kitty because he's not respectful of my tastes. It's only a small thing, but it's driving me nuts.
Lucy.
That would drive me crazy.
Lucy. Poor Lucy.
Poor Lucy. But it's not even the fact that he's making the curries. It's the fact that he said to her, oh, I'll broaden your palate. Like, she's told you she doesn't like that food, and yet you're continuing to cook it while criticising her food, calling it vanilla and beige. You're eating it all up.
Do you not think he's just trying to better her and trying to improve her? And, like, because if you go to, let's just say you have to go over to someone's house in, like, a year's time, they're bringing you over to a dinner party, and they put something hot in front of you, you're going to have to eat it. It's rude. It's rude to not eat someone's food.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Like, I just can't. I can't eat spicy food. I can't.
If I invite you over for dinner next year and I put in front whatever it is, like, let's say a chili con carne, and you didn't eat it, I would count that as rude.
Well, I would say straight up to you, because that's just the type of person I am. Listen here, Mickey, don't like your chili. It's not for me. I can't eat it because it's too hot. Do you mind if I go and make myself a sandwich?
Got that, but Lucy doesn't seem to be that sort of person.
She doesn't, no.
Because she's getting on to us.
But she has said to him, she has told him, I don't like super hot curries or chili. I can't eat spicy food. Like, it sounds like all these housemates said each of us take a turn to cook on weeknights. So there's a couple of them there. They're putting money into a kitty. And it is a good idea, I suppose, in the sense that you don't have to be worrying about what am I going to have for dinner tonight. You know, you could be like, oh, fucking Mary is making dinner tonight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got time in the evening for yourself.
Yes.
Someone else does the cooking for the evening. I personally think what she needs to do is go and get some cooking lessons. That's all I think.
Oh!
Yeah.
Cooking lessons.
If she's got, if her food is all bland, what it's does she say? Vanilla and beige.
That's what her housemate is saying.
Yeah, but like, he's probably not wrong.
How is spag ball bland? Sweet and sour chicken isn't bland. Creamy pasta dish isn't bland. He's the one saying it's vanilla and beige because it's not super spicy.
Oh,
he's the one making a vindaloo on a Wednesday night. Who makes a vindaloo on a Wednesday? Now, I'm just surmising that, but still.
087-1102-107. We want you in on this discussion. Lucy got in touch. She said that her housemate has given out about her and he wants her to broaden her palate.
The cheek makes of him. That's driving me crazy. She told him, I don't like that food. I'll broaden your palate now. I'm just going to keep on making dinners you don't like. Ha ha. See how you like them apples.
You sound like the Wicked Witch of the West from Wizard of Oz. 087-1102-107. Should Lucy keep on paying into this kitty? Should she still be involved in the housemates' dinners? Or does she just go out and do her own thing? 087-1102-107. A text or a voice note, please. Get it off your chest. Summarise what Lucy said already.
Okay, so Lucy's upset because she's in a house share and everyone in the house share takes a night to cook dinner for everyone else. And Lucy just likes plain food. So she'll make things like a spag ball, sweet and sour, or a pasta dish or whatever. And there's this one housemate that calls her food vanilla and beige, and on his night to cook he makes really hot and spicy curries or chilies, and Lucy can't eat it, and she said it to him and he's like, oh, I'll broaden your palate. So he's repeatedly every week made the same dinners and they're spicy, she can't eat them. So she's like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, she wants to know, should she keep on paying into this kitty or should she just go out on her own? What should she do in this situation? 087-1102-107. We've got a voice note in and I'm already in trouble about what I said earlier.
Also with Miho's comment about bettering her. That is a disgusting comment.
I'll tell you what I said next. Get it off your chest.
So Lucy is upset. She is in a house share and everyone in the house takes one night to cook dinner. So they all put money into a kitty. Lucy doesn't like spicy food. She says she cooks normal food, spag bol, pasta, stir fries, whatever. Excuse me. This is one housemate makes spicy dinners every week when it's his turn to cook. And Lucy just ends up making her own sandwich because she can't take the spice. Like, she said it to him a few times and he's telling her she needs to broaden her palate. And she's like, please respect my taste, but he's not. So what to do, Mickey? She's in a conundrum.
Remember, if you get involved in this conversation, you're in with a chance of winning a pair of tickets to Kingfisher in Marley Park on the 19th of June, 2027. We're going to give them to you before they even go on sale. Every single person who sends in a voice note is in with a chance. Mir, what do you reckon?
So when the housemate is cooking, he could easily do a saucepan on the side before he puts in the hot sauces and the chilies. For that lady, and she could then have that, and then the rest of the housemates have the other stuff with the hot chilies and that, so it's easily done. Either that or she give less of a fraction for the towards it when he's doing it, so then she can do her own that day or something like that. So no, but she shouldn't have to eat it. It's very hard to have a curry if you can't actually handle the heat of it, because you're like Christy Moore eating and then you don't feel comfortable and it can make you sick. So no, she's dead right. Totally with her.
Lucy is also a big girl and she can't say, no, I'm not eating it.
Well, she has been saying, no, I'm not eating it. She's gone and made her own sandwich. But like, also, would you be mortified kind of saying, well, I'm not putting in as much money into the kitty now because you make spicy dinners and I don't eat them. You'd feel a bit like
stingy.
A child.
Yeah.
You would feel a bit stingy as well.
For sure. 087-102-107. Keep your voice notes, keep your texts coming through. Wendy, what do you reckon?
It's not his decision to broaden her palate. If they're having shared food, he needs to account for everybody. Like, if she was allergic to something, he wouldn't serve that, though. He's not going to say, I'm going to, you know, cure your allergies. It's rubbish. And it's also with Micheál's comment about bettering her. That is a disgusting comment.
No, it's... Are we going to fall out, Wendy? That's not a disgusting comment.
No, it
comment.
Is. You're right. You're disgusted, Mickey.
What are you talking about? Wendy's trying to cancel me and now you're after me as well.
You're disgusted.
No, it's literally... My thing is, if Lucy is to go over to a friend's house in a year's time and they put something spicy in front of her, is she just going to turn her nose up and say, no, sorry, I'm not eating that. No, yes, you're not. You just have to get on with it in life sometimes.
You couldn't. You can't do it.
Yeah, you can't. You absolutely can. There's things that I don't like in life. If someone gave me a dessert and it had coconut in it, I would just eat it just for the sake of not being rude.
It's the difference between not liking something and actually being in physical pain eating something. Like, my friend gave me soup one time and put hot sauce in it and I thought he was playing a prank on me because it was that hot.
I reckon this friend just didn't like you, maybe.
No, but he thought the soup was delicious and I'm like, you can eat that. Wow. So I'm totally on Lucy's side here.
Keep your text, keep your voice notes coming in. We want you involved in this conversation. Why would you bother? Well, we've got a pair of Kingfisher tickets to give away today. We're going to put you all into a hat and we're going to pick out one after this. Is Lucy right? Is Lucy wrong? What should Lucy do? What should Lucy not do?
And is Micheál disgusting? 087 102
The hill that I die on. What's it called?
Get it off your chest.
Oh, the frick. I knew I got it wrong. I just knew I got it wrong.
Are you okay, hon?
No, I'm not. Go on, Una.
Right, so Lucy is upset. She's annoyed. She's in a house share and everyone in the house takes a night to cook a dinner. They all put money in a kitty. Lucy can't handle spicy food and there's one guy in the house, so every week when it's his turn, he makes super spicy hot curries. Lucy can't eat it. She's going making her own sandwich and she's like, should I stop putting money into the kitty or like just put less money into the kitty? Like, because she has said it to him and he's like, oh, I'll broaden your palate, which is just, I swear to God, so obnoxious. But yeah, she needs our help.
Remember, if you get involved in the conversation today, you were in with the chance of winning two tickets to Kingfisher for June 2027, before they even go on sale. We're giving them away this morning. Amy, what are you saying, girl?
There are many ways around this. Yes, he can put less spice in and stop being arrogant. Mm-hmm. She could also not pay as much money as the rest of them and then just cook herself. Or maybe on the night that she's cooking, introduce his little plate to a small bit of laxatives. Let's see, can he handle that kind of heat?
Amy!
That's such an evil laugh at the end. I feel like Amy has done that before.
Very good.
Jordan?
Yeah, no, I'd be the same as her there now. Like, I couldn't eat spicy or anything like that. So if I was her, I'd just run around and say, look, I'm going to fend for myself. So what do you do when you can't eat?
Yeah, what can you do? Very true.
Make a sandwich.
Kat, where are you, girl?
I don't know. Are the other roommates are the same with the food he cooks? And do they complain or they eat it? And Lucy could be the only one that is not happy to eat it and complains that it's too spicy. But anyway, it's still very, very rude to treat someone like that.
Yeah, it's very true. It is rude.
Yeah, he's being rude.
It is quite rude. Leona in Sligo. Sorry, Leona.
Well, if I was Lucy, on my night of cooking, I'd cook something that he didn't like or that was not nice for his palate, and it's called revenge.
Revenge is not a nice way of going around things, though.
Well, hold on and back up a second now, because he's a gobbler. He's gobbling everything that's put in front of him. He's slagging Lucy's food, saying it's vanilla and beige, but yet he's gobbling every dinner. So he strikes me as just a muncher. Munch on anything.
The worst kind of people. 087-1102-107 Michelle.
Who does this guy think he is? Her mom dressed in men's clothing. Next time, tell him, take out your food before he adds in the spice. Stand up for yourself, girl.
That is so true.
Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your rights, Lucy.
Stand up for your business.
Rights.
That's what they're doing on Love Island this year. Standing on business.
Standing on business?
It's just like standing up for yourself. Calling people out for what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Stand on some business, Lucy.
Last voice up for now, Shauna.
Hi, guys. If I was Lucy, I would find out what the housemate doesn't like, and I would be childish and petty and cook a dish that he doesn't like, or put the ingredients in a dish that he doesn't like, and then he might realise that it's not sound to be making meals that Lucy doesn't like or can't handle. But yeah, that's what I do.
A lot of people standing up for Lucy today. Is there anyone in the boys' corner in this situation? 087-1102-107. Do get in touch. Lucy got in touch.
So Lucy is in a house share with other people. They all take it in turns to cook dinner one night a week. Lucy doesn't like spicy food. She doesn't like spicy at all. She can't handle it. And there's this one guy. He is continuing to make spicy dinners even though she has told him she can't eat it. So whenever it's his night, Lucy goes to make a sandwich and he's like, oh, I'll broaden your palate. And she's like, why am I paying into the kitty when he's making food that I cannot eat?
Anyone who gets in touch today is in with a chance of winning Kingfisher tickets before they even go on sale for Marley Park June 2027. Nicola, what are your thoughts?
Hey guys. Yeah, we had a Spanish student for maybe 7 weeks. Hated spice. So for 7 weeks, we couldn't cook anything spicy. It was very frustrating. But it's only one day a week. He should just be considering her, because we did for 7 weeks. And cook himself some spicy or add some spice to it. But yeah, it is a bit frustrating. But it's only one day a week. And we had to do it for 7 weeks, not have any spice. So yeah, he should just be a bit more considerate. Bye guys, Nicola, Westmeath.
Nicola, thanks so much.
Thanks. I wish I could like spice. Just not for me.
But that's okay. That's okay.
And I hear you. Yeah. I can like vanilla food if I want, Michal.
Sally.
Hey guys, happy Monday. I would be sneaky and hide all of his chili ingredients either the night before or on the day. Be, you know, sneaky about it. And you might just get the hint that you don't like chili. And you have to come up with something else for that evening, and hopefully it'll be a trend. But yeah, long term, if it's not going to work out, just stop paying for that meal that every week. Just, you know, if you're not getting the goods, don't pay for it.
Everyone's standing up for Lucy in this situation.
Yeah, I'm on Team Lucy.
Yeah. Who else have we got? We've got someone on the phone right now. Miriam, are you there?
Hi, Miriam.
I'm still here.
How's it going? Come here. Tell us, what are your thoughts on Lucy? What's the situation with her? What should she do?
It's a real catch-22 situation, and it's mad. Like, my husband's like that. He doesn't like spicy food. It's really frustrating. Like, he thinks McDonald's curry powder is spicy, so like, yeah, he's that bad. So I just throw a lot of crap in the air fryer for him. I'm like, okay, I'm sick of cooking. But I don't know, like, when you enlist, you're kind of soldier. Like, I had a friend who was a home ec teacher, and they're all big foodies, and he said when they were in college, you know, everyone take turns to make meals, and somebody used to make a kind of a crap meal, and they're all eating afterwards. I don't know, sometimes it can be a lesson not to get involved in these group things if you know your own palate.
Yeah, but it seems to be working well with, you know, the rest of them. And he.
Yeah, but how many's in the group?
It must be four or five. And I suppose it's nice to have your dinner served up to you, Miriam. Do you know at times you can just, you don't have to worry about it and someone just serves up your dinner. That's nice, like.
Yeah, I don't have that. My husband doesn't do anything. So
Miriam, come here. We were telling everyone that basically, if you got involved in the conversation today, that you would be up with a chance of winning tickets to go and see Kingfisher in Marley Park on Saturday the 19th of June 2027. And we've put all the names into the hat. And we can tell you, Miriam, that you and a pal, or you and your husband, are going to see Kingfisher next year.
Oh my God, thanks so much. I'm in shock, but...
You're so welcome, Miriam. Whereabouts in the country are you?
I'm in Leash, and it's actually gas because the minute I heard that conversation, I was dropping my son to school and I came back and I was like, oh my God, that sounds like Nick all over. Like, he went to Lemongrass one day years ago and he said he had like a stir fry and he'd grab a bottle of water and beer and started drinking it. So I can see other people's frustration too. Sometimes you get sick of having plain things.
Yeah, okay, so I get it. You're not on Lucy's side.
Do you know what it is? I know I sound a bit condescending here. I suppose I'm a teacher and we're on about resilience and looking at two sides of the story. So maybe that's my problem. I'm dealing with teenagers all the time.
Yeah, love it.
Well done. You
amazing,
might even,
Miriam.
Never mind your husband. Don't bring him because he doesn't do any of the cooking. You might even bring your son. I'm sure he does a bit around the house, does he?
Oh, he's only child syndrome 10. Okay, to the extent. Just more for his granny than for me. So see, maybe I'll bring my best friend. I don't know. I'm laughing though because my students have really got me big into Kingfisher. They're always singing the song, so I can thank them for me wanting the tickets.
Well, there you go. You'll be there next year, 19th of June in Marley Park. Yay! It's a Saturday night. Have the best time there, Miriam. And thanks for listening to iRadio.
Thanks, bye.
Good luck.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Just a couple of days ago, you decided to pre-record a mystery guest, isn't that correct?
We did, yeah. Very special mystery guest today. Really enjoyed it.
They obviously just weren't around on Monday morning at 9:48.
They weren't, no.
I wonder why that is.
Hello, mystery guest. Good morning.
Good morning.
This mystery guest is very comfortable talking for hours every day, and he has a very strong presence on social media.
Garen Noon. Has to be Garen Noon.
I am not Garen Noon.
He has recently got a Mayo Crest tattoo on his bottom.
I only know one person has done that.
Dave Duke, is this you?
It's me.
Why in God's name are you our mystery guest?
Standards really have started to slip on iRadio if I'm considered a guest on anyone's show.
Very true.
What are you doing? This the latest crack you're doing now, because you're a proud Leitrim man and I have seen you supporting Leitrim and pushing Leitrim on as a county that people should want to live in.
We have loads of space in Leitrim. We are one of the least densely populated counties in the country. We are the least populated county in the country, and there's loads of room. So what we're trying to encourage people is to move from the big cities, move from the M50 traffic or Bohun and Drive, and come to Leitrim, where we only have two sets of traffic lights in the entire county.
Ah, stop.
Oh, Leitrim, you're a lady. I don't understand why more people aren't living in Leitrim, because it's got so much, like Carrick and Shannon, one of the best towns in the country.
Mohill
is rocking, and there's something Leitrim people like that night, that one night I spent in Mohill, Dave, it was wild. Are you all like that?
To be honest, Leitrim is an open air asylum. But I say that as a compliment. There's a wildness to it, and it's also a great conversation starter. If you say to anyone, oh, I live in Leitrim, automatically you have their full attention because they want to know everything.
Yeah,
you're the only person I know from Leitrim. It kind of straddles, it goes into other counties as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. So you actually can't drive from the top of Leitrim to the bottom of Leitrim without passing into other counties. Imagine Leitrim as a skewed 8 figure and it kind of curves in the middle, and that's where a lake kind of cuts you off. So you actually can't drive from top to bottom without going into other counties.
And so it's a bit sexy.
It is a bit sexy. Nobody has ever appreciated that sexiness, but I assure you, if a female or male partner had a figure like that, you'd be like, damn, girl.
Damn, girl, you curvy.
Damn, girl.
Do you have any, like, slogans to get people to move to Leitrim, Dave?
One that I was tagging along with for a long while was, Leitrim, we exist. That was just to try and convince people that we actually are there. The open air asylum one, I can't see it catching on, but Leitrim, there's loads of space.
There's loads of space. That's nice.
What about Live, Laugh, Leitrim? Live, Love, Leitrim.
You did that for Longford,
didn't
you?
No!
But it works for Leitrim as well.
I can definitely see that for sale in B&M Bargains or Euro. Oh, yeah. RIP Euro Giant.
So you need to have something that can fit and look good on a t-shirt. Do you know what I mean?
Leitrim. There's loads of space.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, I suppose, but then people might be wondering, like, why is there loads of space? Why isn't there more people living there? What's wrong with Leitrim?
There's nothing wrong with Leitrim. This is what we're trying to tell you. I have brilliant, brilliant broadband in Leitrim. We've come up in the world so quickly in the last few years. We have innovators, we have jobs, we have little traffic lights, we have good broadband, we have loads of people, great pubs, great food. We are a conversation starter. We stand loud, we stand proud. We are Leitrim.
I like that. We are Leitrim. I like that.
We are Leitrim. I can see it like the I Love New York on a t-shirt. Yeah, we are Leitrim. I've always had a good time in Leitrim.
Yeah, because there are certain counties, isn't there, that the people are a little bit kind of like, I don't want to say unfriendly, but maybe a little bit clannish. But then you go to other counties like Cork and Leitrim and Kerry. They're pure sound and welcoming and friendly, you know?
Kerry soundness is genuine, and also they're trying to figure out how much money they can get out of you with their tourist attraction.
100%.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Look how long they got out of fungi.
You don't, it's too soon, Dave. Too soon to talk about fungi. Too soon.
I'll be checking the lakes later.
This is taking a turn.
It certainly has. I wouldn't expect anything less from you. Dave, thank you so much for being our mystery guest. And our guest will see you in the office, guys. Bye.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.